Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Organist Encores for this week. This is Trevor Bolshaw speaking to you, and I'm in the Congregational Church in Beer in Devon, a little seaside village, which you'll probably know from the background noise of seagulls you'll hear occasionally. But this is to play to you this week the oldest Wurlitzer organ in the United Kingdom. It came to this country in 1925, eventually found its way to Beer here in 1958. So I hope you'll enjoy this varied programme of music I've got to offer you. The first item on the bill, after all it's in a church but it is a theatre organ, is a march by John Belton called Garrison Theatre. Next on the bill, if I can remind you, we are still in a seaside village, and of course at this time of year it's full of tourists and the usual attraction are presented, and I thought, well, what more appropriate to play to you than the Punch and Judy Polka? Thank you. When this organ was first installed in this country in 1925 in the New Picture House in Walsall, it was, of course, used for the accompaniment of silent films. The talkies hadn't come in by then. And, of course, the job of the organist was to provide all sorts of mood music for the films. And I thought I'd play you something now that would be mood music for something that's just nice and serene and pastoral. So here is a rather beautiful number called June Night on Marlow Reach. During the 1920s over in New York, and particularly in this period of the mid-20s, a young composer was making his name very much in the world of jazz and popular song. He combined with his brother, who wrote the lyrics, The composer, of course, was George Gershwin. And I'd like to play you now four numbers that he composed in 1924 and 1925, around the time that this organ journeyed over to Great Britain. And they are Looking for a Boy, You Don't Know the Half of It, Dearie Blues, Lady Be Good, and That Certain Feeling.
Thank you.
short step from where the new picture house is located, right in the centre of Walsall, is Walsall Town Hall, which houses a very fine four-manual, very large Victorian concert organ. And for many years, the organist there was my very good friend Harold Britton. Now, Harold, apart from being a classical organist, was also a theatre organist at one time and also worked in theatre pits playing piano. And in fact, he was one of the two pianos who accompanied the musical Salad Days in the West End of London. So as a tribute to my very good friend Harold, I'd like to finish this programme by playing to you a selection of some of the music from Salad Days.
Thank you.
thank you very much indeed, everyone, for listening. And I hope you've enjoyed this programme on what is, after all, the very first Wurlitzer organ in this country. So it was the organ that started it all, as far as theatre organ was concerned. All the best to you, and bye-bye for now.